eternal bliss within. Your real self is the abode of eternal peace and happiness. Every human being tirelessly seeks it in the world through action, emotion, and knowledge. The search for bliss goes on. None has ever found it. Only the rare one who has directed his search inward has reached that state of supreme bliss. He finds it through realization of the self within. History reveals nations conquering nations. The world has been indulging in hot and cold warfare. What purpose do these conflicts serve? What do they seek? What is their ultimate goal? You would find that all external conflicts are directed only to find internal happiness. People believe that outer conquest can bring about inner peace and bliss. It is a false belief arising out of spiritual ignorance. India has passed that state of spiritual infancy long, long ago. The ancient rishis, sages understood the hollowness of such pursuits. They had discovered that happiness dwells not in the outward charms of materiality. Real happiness abides in the core of your personality. The native home of happiness is your own self. You discover it through self-realization. External pursuit of happiness is futile. It is like trying to grasp the head of your shadow. The more you try, the more it recedes. You can never succeed that way. Instead, let your hand hold your head. The shadow is caught. The source of true happiness lies within you. You need not run after shadows. Instead, seek your inner self. You will reach the fountainhead of bliss. If this be true, then why do people still chase material objects? Why are people fascinated by the world? Can all go wrong? No. There is a reason for their external pursuit. The sense objects of the world give them instant pleasures. They pursue the external world for these immediate joys. Think carefully. These pleasures are fleeting, not enduring. They disappear as fast as they appear. The wise do not indulge in such transient pleasures, while the ignorant are lost in them. Here's a simple experiment. Hold a candy in one hand and a wad of currency notes in the other. Offer them to an infant to pick one of the two. The infant reaches for the candy. It knows only the immediate pleasure of the candy. Now, if the same were offered to you, what would you pick? What really makes the difference? The infant is ignorant. You are equipped with the knowledge. So it is with the world. People in their ignorance pick candies in the world and deprive themselves of the bliss of the self within. This lasting happiness, this enduring bliss, lies not in outward splendor and grandeur, not in riches, but in your own self. You must gain the knowledge of your inner self, the living knowledge of the reality through the spiritual laws of life. You will have to approach it as university students pursue their studies. Take up each idea, reflect upon it, make it your own. Apply this knowledge in your life. Thus, through knowledge and application, discover the primeval source of happiness within you.